This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky returned from Turkey with five former commanders of Ukraine's garrison in Mariupol, who under the conditions of a prisoner exchange were meant to remain in Turkey until the end of the war. More from Reuters' Trevor Kroll.
Russia immediately denounced the release of the men, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying Turkey had violated the terms of the exchange and hadn't informed Moscow. The commanders are hailed as heroes in Ukraine after leading last year's defense of the port, the biggest city Russia captured in its invasion. Thousands of civilians were killed inside Mariupol when Russian forces laid waste to the city during a three-month siege. The defenders held out in tunnels and bunkers under the Azovstal steel plant until they were finally ordered by Kyiv to surrender in May last year.
An annual march has taken place in Bosnia to mark the 1995 genocide, with ethnic tensions lingering.
Nearly 4,000 people retraced the route taken by thousands of Bosniak men and boys in the forests of eastern Bosnia. The march takes place every year in memory of the over 8,000 mostly Muslim males slaughtered as they tried to escape Srebrenica in 1995 after it was captured by Bosnian Serb forces. One survivor of the 1995 march, Osman Salkic, told the AP, "Emotions are mixed when you come here, when you remember all the killed people that were lying here at this spot in 1995 and compare it to the situation now." The event comes as ethnic tensions in Bosnia still persist.
That's AP correspondent Karen Shamas reporting. This is VOA News. German police say 22 officers have been injured and dozens of people detained during unrest at an Eritrean cultural event in the western city. They say bottles were thrown and smoke bombs ignited as people tried to tear down barricades around the festival venue. About 1,000 officers, a water cannon, and helicopters are deployed in the city, which lies about 50 kilometers north of Frankfurt. A police spokesperson is urging the public to avoid the center while the operation is ongoing. Hundreds of protesters defied a ban on Saturday to march in central Paris against police violence, a week after riots sparked by the killing of a teenager in a Parisian suburb. Reuters' Alice Rizzo.
Saturday's protest at the Place de la République was called by the family of Adama Traoré, a black Frenchman who died in police custody in 2016 in circumstances similar to the killing of George Floyd in the United States. Assa Traoré, Adama's sister, was among those who defied the protest ban.
France is our country. We have to fight for this country, for its continued freedom. We have to fight because the death penalty had been abolished.
Authorities also banned a demonstration in the northern city of Lille on Saturday. A march in Marseille took place with a changed trajectory, ordered out of the city center.
In South Korea, protest as well, but over an entirely different matter. Reuters' Olivia Chan.
Hundreds of protesters took to the streets of Seoul on Saturday over Japan's plan to discharge treated radioactive water from its tsunami-hit Fukushima plant. The protest comes as the UN nuclear watchdog chief's visit to South Korea, which aimed at calming fears. Rafael Grossi, director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency, met with South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin on Saturday. Park told Grossi that Seoul's consistent position was that contaminated water should be verified for safety and treated in a manner that complies with international law and standards.
U.S. President Joe Biden heads to Europe Sunday, where he will spend time in three nations tending to alliances that have been tested by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And arriving at night in London, Biden will meet the next day with King Charles III for the first time since he was crowned. Next is the centerpiece of the trip, the NATO summit in Lithuania. Alliance leaders will debate the war and revise plans for dealing with Russian aggression. And the final step is Helsinki, where Biden on Thursday is expected to celebrate the expanding alliance with Finland as the newest member of NATO. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.